You're listening to SBS News.
Russia is warning Lithuania of serious consequences after it banned the transport of some goods by railway to the Russian territory of Kaliningrad. Senior security official Nikolai Petrushev says the move breaches written agreements and Russia will be firm in its response to what he called Lithuania's hostile actions.
This example shows that you cannot trust either verbal statements by the West or written ones. Russia will certainly respond to such hostile actions. Appropriate measures are being worked out between departments and will be taken in the near future. Their consequences will have a serious negative impact on the population of Lithuania.
Lithuanian Prime Minister Ingrida Šimonytė says Lithuania was simply applying sanctions agreed upon by members of the EU. Russia's foreign ministry summoned the European Union's ambassador to Moscow, Markus Ederer, to formally complain. Mr. Ederer urged Russia to refrain from escalatory steps and rhetoric over the situation.
And here I had the opportunity to make clear the EU position that there is no such thing as a banning of transit, there's no such thing as a blockade. I appealed to the Russian side to remain cool-headed, not to escalate.
This comes as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the military situation in the eastern region of Luhansk is challenging as Russia steps up efforts to evict Ukrainian troops from key areas.
Ситуація на передовій без суттєвих змін.
The situation on the front line hasn't significantly changed. Thanks to tactical maneuvers, the Ukrainian army is strengthening its defense in the Luhansk region. That is really the toughest spot. The occupiers are pressing strongly, and also in the Donetsk direction in the Kharkiv region. Cruel and cynical Russian artillery shelling will not give anything to the occupiers, but the Russian army is deaf to any rationality. It just keeps destroying, keeps killing. It seems to show by this to its command that it is not standing still. In the south, we are defending our Mykolaiv region, our Zaporizhia region. The liberation of the Kherson region continues at pace.
Russian forces captured several settlements near the embattled cities of Lysychansk and Severodonetsk in the Luhansk region, according to the regional governor and Ukraine's general staff. Luhansk Governor Sergei Gaidai confirmed Russian forces had captured the settlement of Tishkivka to the south of Severodonetsk. Meanwhile, Dmitry Muratov, the co-winner of the 2021 Nobel Peace Prize and the editor of Russia's last major independent newspapers, auctioned off his Nobel medal for a record $149 million. He explains why.
I think it is important to me because I'm a Russian citizen and Russia has invaded Ukraine, and I feel responsible for what my country and my country's citizens are doing. I'm sure a lot of Russian citizens, just like us, want to do something. We are trying to do something.
And Sweden has taken important steps to meet Turkey's demands for approving Stockholm's NATO membership application, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says.
I welcome that Sweden has already started to change its counterterrorism legislation and that Sweden will ensure that the legal framework for arms export will reflect their future status as a NATO member with new commitments to allies. These are two important steps to address concerns Turkey has raised.
Sweden and Finland applied to join the alliance last month in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Their applications have faced unexpected opposition from Turkey, which has been angered by what it deems is Swedish support of Kurdish militants and by a previous decision to withdraw arms export licenses to Turkey. Swedish Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson says Sweden had changed its terrorism laws and was in the process of further tightening them.
We have changed our laws during the last years and have a much stronger legislation against in the fight against terrorists than we had before. And also during my years as Minister of Finance, we have a much stricter regulation when it comes to financing of terrorism. And we have will also the 1st of July have even stronger legislation when it comes to the fight against terrorism. So here there are no questions about how strongly Sweden sees on terrorism and that we are willing to contribute to the fight against terrorism.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden says he is not likely to visit Ukraine when he travels to Europe later this month for summits with U.S. allies. He explains why.
A lot of things relating to whether or not it causes more difficulty for Ukrainians, whether it distracts from what's going on, but I've been meeting with Zelensky, and I've talked with him almost, well, at least 3-4 times a week. And but I'll be heading. I'm going into Germany, then I'm going to Spain, then I'm going to Israel, then I'm going into Saudi Arabia for a larger meeting of the community there, and then I'll be coming home probably directly.
Mr. Biden says he believes it is very likely that Ukraine will become a member of the European Union. EU leaders in Brussels are expected to sign off on the recommendation by the European Commission this Thursday. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, says the European Union is turning a blind eye to all of its criteria as it considers Ukraine's bid to join the bloc.
I don't know if Ukraine will be given this roadmap to prepare for membership. This will mean only one thing, that the European Union is once again ready to turn a blind eye to all of its criteria that have always existed for candidates and is ready to be guided solely by geopolitical considerations.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.